Hello. Hello.
How you doing, Eric?
I'm very good. Very good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good,
thanks.
Yeah. I was just going to show you the tail here. See the tail?
Oh, yeah. I see that. I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, we have a tail here.
Aw. Which one is that?
That's Missy.
Missy, okay.
Missy is the...
The older one?
Yeah, the older one. Okay. Hello, Andre. Missy is the older one. She doesn't miss a meditation. But she enjoys the most when I actually go on the floor with her, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you notice. She, the moment we don't have a carpet, we have a parquet, so I bring a blanket. And the moment I put the blanket, she knows she's ready. And she goes and lies down and starts stretching. And
nice.
So, yeah, we have twice meditated together today.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so... As always, we'll begin from a meditation, and then we will do a little bit of reflection of how we're doing. Okay, so let's begin from a standing posture as everyone comes in. We're perfectly on time today. So as always, I'm gonna make sure that we have a recording of this today.
Here we go. Here, Eric.
Okay.
Oops.
Okay.
We have Ben come in and joined us now.
Nice. Nice.
He came in and hit our chairs after we go. There he goes. Okay.
Yeah. That's nice.
Okay. Welcome.
Okay. Okay. So as always, we begin from a standing posture. Eyes are closed. The energy is beautiful right from the beginning. Very powerful. And as we are coming in, we always remind ourselves that we are working in this moment, but not for this moment. In this moment, but not for this moment. It's very important, because our everyday life speaks to us in another language, right? Our everyday life speaks to us always in the now, for the now, because there are so many things we have to do. There are so many things we fall behind. There are so many things that are important. We don't have time. We don't have time to eat. We don't have time to sleep. We don't have time to practice. Sometimes we don't have time. That's the perception that we have, right? That's our survival speaking, and it's normal. It's okay that our survival is speaking to us this way. And this is why when we come into our meditation, when we come into our meditation, we always remind ourselves that we are in this moment, but not for this moment. And to some degree, when we are in this moment, but not for this moment, and listen to this carefully, when we are in this moment, but not for this moment, and we don't indicate what moment we are here for, right? Then to some degree, we are here outside of time. You see? When we are in this moment, but not for this moment, when we are in the now, but not for the now, then we suddenly find ourselves outside of time. Because suddenly if it's not for the now, and if it's not for some specific time and date into the future, then it must be the journey that becomes more important. It must be the quality of the experience that becomes more important. It must be another dimension, as if, of time. Right? In the now, not for the now, is another dimension of time. What dimension? It's a vertical time. And what's so special about this vertical time? Because together with that energy in the now, but not for the now, together, in parallel to that, we recognize also with our body, but not for our body. Right? It's the same energy. And then exactly the same energy we recognize it is with sensations, but not for sensations. It's the same time, right? It's outside of time. It's a vertical timeline. That's it. And then, of course, in parallel to that, this is all parallel experiences. This is all the same one energy that gives us the ability to gauge a different types of mindsets, experiences. Because there's no experience, there's no mindset without an experience attached to it, right? Suddenly we realize that in this moment we are with the self, but not for the self. With the self, but not for the self, it becomes a little bit more abstract, right? But it's the same energy. It's exactly the same energy. With the self, but not for the self. It is a strange concept, and we don't want to spend too much time trying to decipher this riddle, because the only thing we really need is a new vocabulary of senses, a new symphony of senses that will be playing it to us. That's all. It's music. It's poetry. It's not just words or sounds. It becomes you, takes you away, sweeps you off your feet, sometimes literally. It's another dimension of experience. Now, it's all relative, right? It's another dimension relative to the one before it. Beautiful. No experience is coincidental. No challenge is wasted. No resistance is a mistake. All questions are timely. Beautiful. Even more freedom. Freedom is when we welcome, when we remind ourselves that we are intentional in this moment, that even if we are seemingly led or completely in a quiet, motionless moment, we are not passive. That's freedom. Freedom can only be a state in which you contribute. In a receiving mode, there is no freedom. In a survival mode, there is no freedom. And to the degree that we shift and become more aware, more present, more intentional, more welcoming, more unconditional, to that degree we feel we're free. Because it's up to us now. But how much is up to us? And this is why we work with inner keys and inner commands, because it's up to us to open ourselves to the guidance of the next step. It's up to us to recognize that it's not with the strength that we have here now that we're going to get to the next level, but we need the wave to take us up. We need it. At times we see that wave as if it's against us, because naturally, if we resist it, afraid of it, if we don't ride it, then we're swallowed by it. But the moment we recognize that every wave is for us, we master the waters. And by wave, of course, I mean, the challenges that come our way, and this, the external experience and the resistance to those that is an internal experience. Internal oceans and external oceans. Beautiful. even more freedom. This is the best energy we had so far today. We're going to add inner keys today, but what I want to make sure that we recognize one energy in everything that we experience. One energy, and basically it's we who measure it, it's we who have the ability to experience it in different ways. So when it feels that the energy is changing or things are changing or things are different out there, that's really simply our own inner experience that is changing. So as we said, with the body but not for the body is the same energy as with sensations, not for sensations, as with the moment, but not for this moment, as with the self, but not for the self. It's all one energy that gives us those experiences. And we get better and better at this. We get better and better. The energy is already there. One energy. So here we go, inner keys that acknowledge this one energy. But again, the attention is to, I want to receive a lot of energy for this recognition, realization, for this renewed dynamic awareness. Renewed dynamic awareness. Here we go. Please repeat this with your inner voice, and we're not in a hurry. I want to receive a lot of energy. To receive a lot of energy. To welcome one energy into my experience. I want to receive a lot of energy to welcome one energy to my experience. As I am, as it is right now, and fill my head and my neck. You see, it's not easy to welcome one energy, because we are so used to differentiate. This is for me, this is against me. If only If only I, if only them, if only it. But if we welcome one energy, then it's an unconditional experience. Then it's just for me. Let's learn to respond to it better. And we learn to respond to it better, not through understanding alone, but because we receive new energy for that. Therefore, the first part of the inner command, I want to receive a lot of energy. To welcome one energy. As I am, as it is right now. Again, it's many opportunities for inner resistance at different levels of awareness. I'll say that again. Many opportunities for inner resistance at different levels of awareness. And it's a good thing. And it's a good thing because that's the waves we ride. Initially, we notice that we want to go against it. We're unhappy that it's coming. And then we let go. And we ride it. We take it. As I am, as it is right now. Beautiful. Many different components here. Each word has an opportunity of dynamic, vertical. And it's defined by the sensations in our body, not by anything else. There is a sense of understanding, awareness that comes, but it's not defined there. It's defined in our experience of self. We call it self-identity. Renewed self-identity, new lens through which we see the world. All coming together. Beautiful. There's something that I said here that touched you. I can feel. Finally. Another breakthrough. I know. Feel it. Let it take you. Relax into the direction it's going. Even stillness is very intentional. It's not passive. It's welcoming. Beautiful. Next inner key, next inner command, please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To welcome one energy. As I am, as it is right now. And fill my hands, arms, and shoulders and you are free. You're free because you're intentional, because you're welcoming. You're free because you recognize one energy in everything. You're free because you're getting better and better at this every moment. That's why you are free, because your momentum and direction is vertical. That's why you are free. You're free because they can't change it. Not what they did and not what they will ever do. Not what they said and not what they will ever say. Even you cannot change it. What you will think or do or don't do. Even you, within yourself, still the expression of that one energy. Because remember, as with self, so with others. The relation, the response, the expectation. The welcoming is the same. One energy. Next inner key, next inner command, please repeat it with the inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To welcome my one energy. To welcome my one energy. As I am, as it is right now, and fill my chest cavity, my chest, as with self, so with others. Each word is an experience. Dynamic. We have incredible inner potential. Nobody will see it on the outside. Maybe a spark in our eye. Maybe the shine of our skin. Maybe. sometimes even that is not so obvious. Beautiful. Next inner key, next inner command, please. Repeat it with your inner voice. Mean it. Right. I want to receive a lot of energy. To welcome my one energy. As I am. As it is right now. And fill my upper abdomen . We say my one energy, but really it is the one energy. It's mine because I couldn't experience it any other way but as mine. Beautiful. Excellent. Even more freedom. Freedom, of course, is welcoming. The more unconditional, the more free. The more from the mind to the body, the more at the heart level, the more free. The more true to the moment. Next inner key. Next inner command, please repeat it with the inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To welcome my one energy. As I am. As it is right now. And fill. My lower abdomen Beautiful. Next inner key. Next inner command, please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To welcome my one energy as I am, as it is right now. And fill my legs and feet, my legs and feet with the body, but not for the body. Also give us an opportunity to not limit each floor of our body to what we know the functions, the physical survival functions of our body are. Just another layer of freedom. Not contain it, not limit it. That's it. It's interesting. It's not about what we do, but what we don't do that we free ourselves with, right? Great. Final key for this meditation, please. Repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy to welcome my one energy. My one energy. As I am, as it is right now, and fill my entire body head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine. one energy. The resistance we have inside, the challenge we receive from the outside, the thought, the feeling, the symphony of today, the symphony of tomorrow, the symphony of yesterday, one energy, same energy, but you are free, that much more. You've done amazing. Take your time. As soon as you're ready, you can open your eyes. I could feel that some of you are opening your eyes because the energy started rising. We have a tendency of being more free. Just a tad. Even though at the same time we are outside of the transformation, but the energy experience is more free. So, Andrea, did it come right away as soon as you close your eyes?
Every time it's right away.
Again, it was very, very special today. And what was the one thing that stayed in your mind from what we said, from your experience? Anything that stood out more than other?
The welcoming.
Yeah.
Since we started talking about welcoming, in every meditation, when I remind myself about welcoming, it's an immediate shift every single time. It's immediate, sensible shift. And just today, it repeated that it's quite effective. And every time is different. It's unique. It unfolds, and you know, every single time something else is happening. But it's rich. It's soft and rich. And
a lot of hand movements for you today?
No, surprisingly not.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was very. I was on the floor most of the time. Mostly of the work is in.
Internal.
It's within breathing, and towards to the end, as you said, it's as soon as you stopped, it was an immediate build up, and I stayed a bit longer. Mm-hmm. it wasn't a meeting, so it was a lot of pressure and a release in two waves.
Yeah. How are you feeling right now?
Relieved, as usual. I don't know. Today was, I don't know, in the middle of the day, somehow out of the blue, I just became out under the weather without any reason. I didn't have any reason. I don't know what it was, but somehow it happened, and the meditation was the relief. I should have done a meditation when I start feeling it. It's, you know, in my mind, I always know that when it happens, I just have to go meditate. But I'm not always disciplined.
Yeah. You know, just to make sure we understand, the meditation doesn't fix it. The meditation brings you in a state of harmony.
Harmony, yeah.
And in that state of harmony, what does that mean? When we're more harmonious, means that we don't separate one energy from the other. We don't live in a divided experience, right? When we're not in harmony, we tend to have, like you would notice, less welcoming. In other words, we're welcoming, but conditionally, right? And then when we are in greater harmony, our welcoming naturally becomes unconditional or less conditional, not unconditional, less conditional. And suddenly we start recognizing that it's up to us to respond. It's not up to them. It's not up to the world. It's not up to those who we love and not those who love us and those who don't like us. It doesn't matter. It's not up to them. It suddenly becomes not only a thought, but a deep recognition at the level of being. And as you free yourself from that separation, right? And we call it a disappointment, bitterness, judgment, fear-based, reaction of separating, right? Whatever that comes with it. The moment we are that much free of that, it means that we are that much more connected to that one energy. And the shift is what creates the new experience. We need the shift. So maybe to add to that. Hi, darling. Maybe to add to that, at some point, we would think that we didn't need this illness, right? Or we didn't need this inner conflict that maybe over time has made us a little bit weaker, right? And therefore, we would meditate to make sure that it's gone and doesn't come back, right? That's the survival way. But if we go a little deeper, we'll understand that all of that is part of the same energy. So this experience wouldn't have happened if it wasn't needed. So, which means that we're doing the meditation not to fix, and not even come to harmony as a form of correction, but as a form of transformation. As a form of growth, as a form of utilization of the resistance, inner and outer challenge. We utilize it, like just lifting weights. You need the resistance to strengthen. You go specifically, you do body resistance, you stop your breath, you breathe, you tense, you think, you know. All of that creates resistance, and that resistance helps you grow. So at no point we don't need the resistance, but at times when we are in a survival state, we use the meditation or the energy with the intention to substitute at best or fight at times. That they're uncomfortable. And here I'm saying is, how do you welcome the uncomfortable and yet meditate, because it's now transformation. Right? Where in survival, resistance physically strengthened, in internal experience, resistance has the opportunity. And every time we get better and better at this, to raise us to a new level of consciousness from which we're not falling later. Then we challenge the dated level. But it's not something we keep falling from and coming back on.
Yes.
We will forget this. And lucky for us, we will forget. Lucky for us, I'm saying, we will forget it, because then it will give us another opportunity for resistance.
And it's just one of those days when it's, you feel it's difficult. That is the day, as you said, it's, you have the greatest resistance, probably is the greatest day for the, you know, to have greatest shift in transformation. Huh? But, you know, it's, you know, that the inner battle is always there.
Beautiful. But remember, in the meditation, I also mentioned that there's two kinds of resistances that we welcome. Our own internal resistance and the external. So our own internal is when we say, I should have, or I shouldn't have, I could have, or I couldn't have. So we somehow think that it's I who did it. I could have avoided. I'm raising the bar a little bit on our conversation. If we needed to avoid it, we would have avoided it. But even whatever came is perfect. In other words, how we responded is also not coincident. Because remember, as with self, so with others. So if we don't blame the world, then we should stop blaming ourselves as well. We understand we need to be kind to the world and not to blame it, because it's in our hands, right? And then we should also remember that as with self, in other words, it's the same formula with yourself. Okay, I know you got it. And if we need it, I'll explain it again and again and again.
Thank you, Eric.
Beautiful. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wow. Deep. And I started slowly. We got some... a few steps up. Vicky, how did it go?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, I'm a little bit later, but today's meditation, but it turns out so great. It's great. I don't know how to describe it. It's totally a brand new experience. Very powerful, but it's very, very deep. The cleansing, you know, somehow it's been very, very, you know, good peace myself. And also today's meditation is release all the tensions, open up all the blockages in my body and tension. It's amazing. Every time the meditation, like if today's not happened, then I will say, oh, last time is wonderful. Okay, every time is wonderful. But today is bring me to a new level. And it's quite, the experience is awesome. It's awesome. I don't know how to describe it. It's really awesome. It's not every time I have a very big moment, but today's moment, yes, it's big, but it's different. And that difference also bring in a very, very peaceful and so peaceful and so open up everything, everything. It's just like, I don't know. I think so you know what I'm saying.
It's, I know.
It's beyond words. It's beyond words.
I think you're talking about being in deeper unity than before.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Totally another brand new experience. But I feel myself expand again. And on a higher level. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicky. Well, you see how you can describe things without words, right?
Yeah. This is way beyond words. All words too limited. Yeah. This kind of experience is not human beings' experience.
Yeah. Very, very good. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Yeah. Phil, how did it go for you?
Okay. It went really well for me. First of all, I had a lot of energy in my hands and wrists and my face. I can still feel the heat. Even my ears were a little bit burning. And then the body, I just rested. I felt grounded and peaceful. You talk about challenges being good. I had a lot of goodness for the last few days. So,
nicely.
Yeah, and so this is the best I've felt lately in 3-4 days. I shouldn't say a few days, been a couple of weeks. but anyway. I feel relaxed. I feel renewed. I get a reboot. And and like Vicky's saying, more unity. I feel like more unity. And, I've had a lot of, I feel like stress. My mind's been really just going a lot the last few days. Very busy in the head, and right now I just feel like the clouds are gone and the sun is shining, and feel good. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you. Notice I asked you to share first today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Shirley.
Yeah, I hope that was very empowering for me. I can't remember everything you said, like you mentioned, but what I do know is something you said at the end, which was every word is an experience. That is so true. When I meditate, it's as I listen, I do sense different changes or just sensations. And when you described resistances today, somehow I was recognizing it as I was feeling the different sensations. I was recognizing it, I don't want to say it, more deeper and more inclusive of everything. And when you were giving examples of resistances, I was surprised as suddenly as I was feeling this very sacred space I was in, as I was welcoming every moment that was happening. There was a point where when I was on my knees, there was a cramp that started in my left foot, and I was allowing it to be, but something different happened that, again, as Vicky said, hard to put into words, but I was aware of the cramping, and it was in its own way. But also, it was like I was in a greater space of which everything else was happening, the comfortable and the uncomfortable. It was just a glimpse of something very, very new for me. And as I said, maybe the word inclusive, everything is one energy. And I somehow felt that, and it, I'm surprised I find words right now to work with it. It was something else. Let me see, I was trying to write it down. Well, I'll just go with it. I'm noticing that is when everybody shares that there's a connection I feel inside where this could just as easily have been my experience. It's something that's coming more and more to me, and it humbles me. I can feel it in the throat. It's there. It's humbling, and it's awesome. It's like a door's opened. Wow, I can feel the heart racing, and it's good. Lately, since our last class, I have also experienced a recognition that when someone is in a state of resistance, it's not coming from the mental. It may start as a mental concept that I realize that this is a reflection of me, but I have in the last few weeks touched on something a little deeper, where whatever experience or resistance they were in, it was mine too. I don't know how to say it, but I would go deep and I could just make a new connection. Again, it's like a door has just opened. And tonight I felt it more with everyone speaking, that there is a connection where I feel that it's, their experience is my experience. Something's growing like that. Yeah. So this was beautiful. One energy. Somehow I feel again a drop of something new where things aren't going to be fragmented like before. I can feel it. It's one energy. So I welcome the next drop that comes and moving forward. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you, Shirley. It's a very important point you made that, we here, as individuals, as our group, and humanity as a whole, is starting to be forced where we choose right now. We're lucky we've been at this for a while, but humanity as a whole is forced to feel each other's experiences right now, just everywhere, right? We're forced into it, where before it was, more local. Now it's global and total. And you see, we welcome it and they are resisting it. And that's where a lot of people will have a lot of things to still, help them grow. But, and we are lucky that we've been practicing just enough to at least to have a head start on this. So that's my observation, but. Thank you. And every time we share, I do my part also. If you watch me, I continue raising the energy. And every time we share, the energy keeps rising and rising and rising. Now, mind you, it's not the same as your inner work, but it kind of completes it, right? It's that next.
Yeah,
it's completing what we started from the inside.
I understand. Okay.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Evelina, I don't know if you have an access to video at all, but if you have audio or video,
Hello.
welcome. Hi.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Actually, I do have a problem with my camera today. So,
Yes.
a challenge before and challenge after. A new beginning.
Right.
So, during today's meditation, first, I have to actually go back a little bit. This morning, when we did the meditation, it was, I think this is like a continuation. The feeling of being an ice and melted in the water. It was like being an ice, and when the ice melts in the water, that's how it was. Then it was like during this meditation now, it was like my hands were, like my arms were empty, like hollow, like nothing was there. Like I didn't have, like I don't know how to describe it, empty space, but I was still here. And then, do you remember the moment when you said there was something that opened? And
When I said something, yeah, I
I
said
don't
something.
recall, I do not recall the words what you said yet. There was an image of a circle with like a circle with there was, you know, the burlap that you put around trees when trees are cold. So that the circle was filled with that. It was circle and that was all covered. And then after, when we moved to another command, it was another circle. How long time ago women were knitting on the, I don't know, on the circle when they were making designs, that showed up
Is it
in the,
crochet it's called or?
yes, with the white fabric. And then it in the heart was it was like there was a lot of sensations in the chest, yet the heart, it was like a tunnel. It was like a tunnel, and there was like a feeling of or sensation of like squeezing. Like there was like, or like something was poking through it. I don't know if I'm describing the right way. This is how it went. And then tears and
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking when you're thinking of crochet and the white fabric, you know, every traditional outfit, right, that in the old days people used to wear had a little bit of that. Is that correct? A little bit of the of the color and of the sleeve, and it was made a little bit of that, right?
Yes, yet what I've seen, it was pure white. So it was like a new beginning of something that is starting. Like it was ready, like it was round and then it was white. It was like so, like you know how you say it's a fresh new page?
Right.
It was a fresh new
Yeah.
fabric
Yes.
to make something. Yes. So that's.
Beautiful. The most I like is the tears, of course. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elena. And okay. Radha, you're with us?
Thank you. So this is, I'm really enjoying this. This is like a holiday edition, right? It's trying to be special, right? And fun. So as Shirley says, it could have been my experience, right? Like any of these. That's what I felt with what Evelina says about knitting. I could have seen that circle. I haven't, but it feels like kind of interesting. For me, it was more the, I guess when you say, when you start working with one energy, and maybe the way based on prior conversations, how I perceive that it's something like the most powerful thing to, the most powerful to make changes to affect things. And I guess people may have different words for that, but that's something that puts me into a state of, I'd say, surrender somehow. similar before, let's say, when we use different keys or phrases, for example, when we say, I trust this journey to be my destination, for example. So that had similar impact on me, just puts me in a different space from what I was a minute ago. And then it just kind of flowing in that energy or the physical experience that's there. And so it was kind of really quick switch, kind of powerful change. And then what was interesting to me, then it's harder maybe to remember the things that felt important that you said somewhere along the line. But I think, for example, I think I remember when you were talking about us not being able to change things. To me, it felt like some of the energy is so sort of so powerful with our minds, we really don't make decisions in any meaningful way. Like that, what we do is really small percentage what really is happening. Something like this, but that felt like a deep insight. Another one was, what was the other? Yeah, when you talk about the freedom, for example, and how, I think it was about the freedom, how we really, it's what we don't do that makes a difference, maybe not as much the things we do. Another one, I'm sure there's more than that, but those are really little gems, really for the holidays. And even what you had with talking with Andre, I think about comparison, like with using the muscle and working with resistance, also felt kind of deep on a similar level to me, at least resonated. And I'm sure there are more like that, but it was like a little gifts, like little sprinkled all over.
Sprinkled on Evelina's white canvas, yeah?
Exactly. Back to those.
Yeah.
So I don't even feel like maybe going deeper with any of those, it might be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But you see, we're fine-tuning, right? We're fine-tuning, a little bit fine-tuning. And that fine-tuning, it is fine-tuning, but to some degree it feels as if we're almost, reversing the flow, right? Especially, when I went deeper with Andre, right? It's a reversing almost. Because a moment ago we thought that it would be good if we didn't have that. Suddenly we questioned. Maybe it was needed. Maybe it was actually good. Even our own resistance was good. That's freedom. That's freedom. And we get better and better at this. It's not even a place, Like Radha mentioned something from our previous, right? Our journey is our destination.
To me also, when you say to welcome something before it happens, not knowing what it is, it still seems like an appealing as a sort of quality of the intention. At its same time, it's still hard to do, I'd say, in a way that there is that resistance, that kind of not trusting that necessarily we should be welcoming what's coming unconditionally.
Until, and when one energy is not just a concept, but it becomes an experience in the body. And then, what could really be there that doesn't belong, right? Only if there were two energies, then you would have to worry.
Yeah, then it would be, kind of dynamical exchange, almost like a fight.
Mm-hmm. But there's only one.
There's only one.
Right. So on this end and on the other end, it's still the same energy, just...
It's how at times doesn't feel the same in terms of, you know, convincing enough.
That's why we meditate. Yeah. Otherwise, we could just convince ourselves and we'll be done. And that's why we need new energy to bring us to that state of welcoming, right? That higher state. Yeah. With old energy, we can't do it. It's so systematic what we're doing, right? It's so... Right. Right now we're in complete quiet, but the energy is so beautiful.
Yeah, it kind of feels like we're together physically in a way. Closer to that experience than the virtual.
Which helps us recognize we were never, you know, physical. No, we were always energetic or not, right? As I always say, how many times you have somebody who is very close to you and it feels that, you know, you can't connect, and there's somebody who's very far and you feel so close to them, right? So, and I'm not even talking about distance. I'm even talking about, you know, a person maybe you met, you know, sometimes it feels as if you've known them forever. And a person you know feels like you don't know them at all. Don't let it scare you, right? Sometimes I gotta be careful what I say, the images I bring. Yeah, but it's in our hands. Everything is, it's in our hands. Thank you. Anything else, Radha? Any questions?
Will you send us this recording for today?
Could you say that again?
I mean, will you send us the recording of today's practice?
I'll send it right away.
Thank you.
Right away. Okay.
Yeah, there was something really like beautiful, and especially when we started with slowly with preparations of being, you know, working with the now and not for the now and other similar positions. Mm-hmm. Something really kind of slid into a really something to that probably all of us would want to do again for a few times.
Yeah. Done. I'm going to do it right away. And I appreciate everyone today. Thank you for the experience. And let's take it into our life. And is this our final for this year? Is this the finale?
It must be, I guess, right?
Well, then...
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas. New Year, Happy Holiday, all of the above.
And thank you for giving us this beautiful ending.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays,
everyone.
Happy
Blessings.
2021.
All the best.
Thank you. Missy came to say Happy Holidays.
You guys, next year.
Yeah.
Good to see you all.
Yeah. Right. It's a nice year.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye everyone.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.